This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week, I read a little about Ingvard Sundset, a former curator of the Roseau County Museum. His son, Vernon, wrote a family history and explained their family's beginnings in Minnesota, starting with grandparents from Norway who took the name Sundset when they became citizens. This part of his story tells more about his parents. The Ingvard Sundset and Gina Larsen, dad and mother, story starts when they married in February 1922. Gina Larsen, mother, was born on March 25, 1896 in Pine Creek, Minnesota, and died on June 9, 1974. Unfortunately, I should have quizzed mother more about her family. She was born on a homestead farm in Pine Creek, Minnesota. The only thing I remember was her telling about an Indian chief named Mackinac who came to their farm. She said she would sit on his lap and listen to his stories. According to the history of Roseau County, there was an Indian scare in the area in 1891. Many of the pioneers had packed up and left for Roseau to plan a defense. Some of them never returned. Mackinac, according to the published accounts, went around and fed the livestock. My dad, in the book The Northland, A History of Roseau County, tells of Mackinac stopping by the Fred G. Larsen farm, my grandfather and my dad's father-in-law, to borrow a rifle to hunt. He would return and would pay by sharing the game. Mackinac is pictured in Vernon's story with Peter Schuberg, a local store owner and pioneer. At that time, Mother was one of the few people who completed high school. She went on to become a country school teacher. At one time, she owned her own Model T Ford and taught in Lake of the Woods County near Rocky Point Resort in Minnesota. In 1922, she gave up teaching and married my dad, Ingvard Sundset. At one time, they homesteaded at Pitt, Minnesota. I'm not sure why they left and moved to Roseau. The story continues down my memory lane. I was really blessed to have a mother who is a kind and gentle soul who has influenced every day of my life. There were tough times for my folks. Small towns are tough, where the well-to-do flourish and the poor struggle to exist. Roseau had a population around 1,771 during this time. We were on the poor side, but we didn't even know it. We were always well-dressed, clean, and always had plenty to eat. I did wear patches on my jeans. We got new duds at Easter and before the cold below zero winters. During the war, Mother worked in several grocery stores. I remember she was paid 50 cents an hour and managed Miller Grocery, and later the Milt Eastman store. Mother never said anything bad about anyone, and could forgive the rounders and wife beaters by saying, "But he is so good to his children." My sister had very similar traits. Mother and Dad had many years of struggle just keeping the family fed and clothed. They raised us all with no welfare and did not depend on others for help. May God rest their souls. Ingvard Sundset was born April 7, 1890. He was born in Renville County, Minnesota. Dad died in Denver on May 28, 1981. Dad was a hard worker trying to make a living and at one time worked in the Listug Furniture and Funeral Home. After that, he worked as a plumber, electrician, framer, and also did manual labor. Many of Dad's friends were store owners, engineers, and lawyers. I suspect that he probably felt inferior and at one time had a drinking problem. In later years, he overcame it. As a young boy and teenager, I hated what it was doing to me, and it took me years to forgive him. As a result, I became focused as an athlete, dressed better than most, and had a great time in high school. During World War II, Dad was a member of the Roseau County Draft Board. He was a longtime member of the Roseau Volunteer Fire Department. During this period, he and Andrew Sundset went to Portland, Oregon to work in the shipyards. He earned more during that time and sent paychecks home to Mother, which improved our standard of living. After the war, he returned and became the curator at the Roseau County Museum. He loved that job and worked there starting in 1948 for about 25 years. Dad is mentioned in the various publications in the history of Roseau and was known as an expert in the history of the county. Dad is listed in the Northland, A History of Roseau County, where the author Hazel Wahlberg says, "The museum has had several curators, but none as ardent or zealous as Ingvard Sunset, who served for 25 years. Someone said that to talk to Mr. Sunset was like reading the history of Roseau County from an interesting book, for his knowledge and enthusiasm were so vast." When Dad was curator at the Roseau County Museum, he spoke of a legendary Chippewa Indian medicine man named Kakagisik, meaning everlasting sky. In one of Dad's encounters, as told to me very recently, he gave Dad a peace pipe. According to Gretchen Hofdahl, my cousin Marilyn Lee Hofdahl's daughter, who spoke to Robert Kakagisik Jr., he mentioned that his great-grandfather had given a peace pipe to I.A. Sunset many years ago. Robert Kakagisik Jr., a great-grandson, is a famous Indian artist living in Canada. I have in my possession a peace pipe that Dad gave to me years ago. Gretchen heard that my brother Alan had said that Dad had sold it. The Indian legend claims that you do not sell a peace pipe, but pass it on. I wonder if this is the legendary peace pipe. Kakagisik lived in Warroad, Minnesota, and died at the age 124. Mother died at the age of 78 on June 9, 1974 from cancer, and she still was very sharp to the end. Alan and I visited her in the hospital for the last time, and I remember her saying, "I suppose this will be the last time I see you boys." Those words are still fresh in my memory. In the 90s, Dad lived alone and drove a bright red Chevrolet. He would back away from a curb without looking. I think the good Lord was watching out for him, as he never hit anyone. Dad died in a nursing home in Denver. I was chosen by Alan and Leela to fly to Fargo, North Dakota, to pick up Dad at the Veterans Hospital and fly him back to Denver. It was Dad's first ever airplane ride, and he enjoyed it immensely. We all visited him often. Leela and Catherine lived close by and visited him daily. Dad died peacefully at night at the age of 91. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.